We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
I want to know what thing of yours got thrown out. I'm assuming it was probably the parents that did it. You know, you're like, what? You tossed that away? Or maybe it was your significant other, your guy, your girl. Or maybe it was even a kiddo trying to help out doing some spring cleaning. You're like, oh my God, I cannot believe you threw that away. This man, he's 40 years old. He's suing his parents for something that they threw out. Listen to this.
That property that he's suing his parents over, well, according to the lawsuit, is a giant collection of adult films.
Charlie's parents allegedly deliver boxes of his stuff to his new place in Indiana. But when they arrive, Charlie notices many of his possessions are missing. His parents allegedly telling him they destroyed the stuff he's looking for. That stuff being 12 moving boxes full of pornography.
Sick.
His father apparently responding, believe it or not, one reason for why I destroyed your porn was for your own mental and emotional health. I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Yep.
Someday I hope you'll understand.
The biggest thing this guy needs to realize is you don't have to have porno anymore. On an actual DVD. It's free online.
Hasn't he heard of Pornhub? I'm so confused.
Well, we don't do free plugs unless you're an advertiser, okay? Hello? Thank you.
Clearly that guy has a serious addiction and illness.
Yeah, back in high school, I was reading some other stuff. He actually got kicked out of school for selling pornography to friends and classmates.
My gosh.
Which, once again, guys, it's free. But, yeah, that guy has a problem. That's not the question. The question is this, though. His parents... He had like $30,000 worth of it. Like,
that's how much they threw.
He's 40 years old. He moved back in with his parents.
Yeah, he needs to go to rehab, sex addiction rehab.
I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, what of yours got thrown away? What of yours got tossed out? I'll go first because I remember. Do you guys know who Alan Trammell is? Does that name mean anything to anybody?
Never heard of it.
Poor chap. Do you know who Alan Trammell is? Okay,
no.
Then you're not from Michigan, you big liar. He was the he was a player on the Detroit Tigers, the baseball team. I'm from Michigan, and he won a World Series. So it was kind of cool that he was doing an autograph signing when I was like 8 or 9 at a Walmart in my town. It was a big deal, folks. Okay, this was a big thing. Everybody
everybody
drove down there. I didn't know about it, but my neighbor Mike told me about it. So I'm like, Mom, we gotta go to Walmart. Alan Trammell's there signing autographs. That's how I signed when I was 8. So we go there, guys. I get my glove signed. Alan Trammell. Well, guess what? Years pass by. And then out of nowhere, I'm trying to move my stuff out of the house on my own. I'm like, hey, have you seen my Alan Trammell glove? She's like, oh, I donated all your old baseball stuff.
Oh,
I'm like, Mom.
My God.
Mom, that was not my baseball stuff. Like, I never played with that glove after he signed it. Like, I got a new glove, Mom? She tossed out my Alan Trammell autographed baseball glove, which is not like, it's not like it's a Babe Ruth autographed something. It's not worth millions of dollars or something. But
millions? I have one.
You have what?
A Babe Ruth autographed baseball at home somewhere.
Of course you do.
No, I really
don't think it's authentic. It's probably like...
No, listen.
Yeah, I feel like your parents signed it for you.
My great aunt Jean,
she's
a
liar.
Was a bat boy for the Yankees.
That's actually pretty lit.
And he got an autographed Babe Ruth baseball, and it was allegedly in my Aunt Jean's house when she passed away, but, like, my parents went to look for it, and I don't know. It's supposed to be mine.
Do you think she hooked up with a lot of the Yankees?
Huh?
She was a jersey chaser.
Oh, yeah, no doubt
Aunt
about
Jean,
it.
Aunt Jean, the jersey chaser.
Aunt Jean just going to pound town with some of the Yankees.
No, it was her
She's
dad.
Like, I hear you're having a slump right now. Let me help you get, you know, come check out my batter's box.
The only thing I can think of that my mom destroyed... was all of my CDs. I remember one day coming home from school in like middle school, and she said that she wanted to look through or listen to all of my CDs, and that we were going to have a CD listening party, and anything that had any subject matter she didn't like or any bad words she didn't like, she broke them in front of me.
See, what makes me mad is like, we're going to have a CD party. Like, that sounds fun to me. I'd be like, yeah, Mom, like, let's do it. Let's go. And then she just starts cracking.
She's like, Alexandra,
all my favorite CDs.
So that's
bring your friends along too.
Alex.
If you've ever seen the movie The Virgin Suicides, minus the suicide part, that movie is my life growing up. How unbelievably, like, helicopter mom my mom was, and very, very unbelievably strict and just weird stuff like that. That movie is very bizarre. It's a weird kind of indie
movie. Is that why
movie.
You're so Kirsten rebellious?
Dunst is in it. Yeah.
You're just like, I will do the opposite of what anybody tells me to do for the rest of my life.
Dude, I remember being in fifth grade and my best friend's mom telling me, like, Alex, when you go to college, you're going to be wild because of how strict my parents
right.
were. I
oh,
remember that. And then I didn't end up going to college. I just got on radio, and then I still went wild.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.